This is CliffCentral.com.
How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy is for sale.
But it should be tick free, hey? That doggy in the window. Otherwise, we got problems.
We're quarantining him. That's why he's behind the window.
Charmaine, we can hear you very loudly. Sorry, Christine, what did you say?
I said we're quarantining him because that's why he's behind the window. Yeah, he's going to give the fleas and ticks to all the other dogs in the neighborhood.
I know, but then they gave him Bravecto.
Oh, thank goodness.
Now, here is a Dr. Carolyn, but her surname is obviously she's a communist. She is Chelchinsky.
That's pretty good, Chelchinsky.
Chelchinsky. And are you Polish?
The surname is Polish, yes. But I'm good South African.
Represent. And this is Kent. He's here with me.
And he can't resist Bravecto.
We saw him having it on a video the other day.
Yeah, he was in the video eating his Bravecto. And people said, yeah, but he dropped it out of his mouth. But he did eat it then, afterward. It dropped a bit and then he ate it.
Have you never seen a dog eat?
But I also think it must have been your fault that he dropped it. You obviously just, you know, you missed his mouth, maybe.
I did. I am half blind and we were nervous. And Kim McKenzie.
That was a lot easier, right?
So much easier.
I'm trying to get married. Sorry, I'll try to find a better surname.
Yeah. It's just Boerta.
I'm dating Van der Nest. Is that okay?
Oh, that's a good one. That's nice and Dutchy. So years and years ago, when the world was younger, I had another dog called Frida and I had Kent. And we went for a walk. We moved to a new place in Mulder's Drift. And we went for a walk and I thought, what jewelry do I see upon the neck of Kent and Alfreda? And it turned out to be ticks. And I said, what the hell? But they do have people that come and clean like doggy wash, but they come to the place. And I was the bot dar and I was a little and sitruikis. And then that people said, get Bravecto. I said, Bravecto. So I went and got my Bravecto, gave it to them, and die Boslase hit just drunk hobos. They slingered away from the dogs. It was absolutely miraculous how they just disappeared. And since then, I'm a fan of Bravecto. So I'm so glad to be able to speak to you.
Oh, we're so glad you're such a fan.
Yeah. I even got a Bravecto hat on, which I will wear now forever.
It suits you well.
Thank you. Even when I shower.
We may need to leave a spare then.
Yeah, I think so.
But that's your shower cap.
And Bravecto. Kent also has a Bravecto.
Bandana.
A cowboy bandana. Yes, but it's in the wash now. So it's not on today. But you will always wear it, Kent. I told you. So, Hannes, your dog.
Yeah.
Wat gee vir jou hondjie?
On the spot.
Not Bravecto.
I can only tell anyone, because when we got this, it's a little rescue dog, and when we got this, she had pretty bad mange, so she had to go for mange baths and stuff, and now she's looking very nicely. But it's like she's got she scratches, but it's like a mannerism scratch. Like she doesn't have fleas at the moment, but she's still scratching. So maybe I should preventatively start using Bravecto. Okay, my wife got her the flea stuff from the dentist the last time.
That's why it didn't work.
But now I can't remember. I think it may have been Bravecto.
Was this like fluoride paste that she's like
some toothpaste? So. But no, now that you mentioned the mange, it's actually really interesting because originally we brought Bravecto out for ticks and fleas. Oh. And then we found that dogs with severe mange were actually clearing up. And we started doing studies on it. And now it's one of the main reasons that all the welfare organizations use mange. Because use Bravecto for mange. Because with your dog, you probably find you have to dip it every week and they have to go have injections every week. Now with Bravecto, you give it to them once. And then for 12 weeks, they treated really? For mange as well as ticks and fleas. So that's it makes great. It so much easier to control a problem like that. But yes, I think if your dog is still scratching, you should probably use Bravecto.
Yes.
Because often you don't see fleas, but they're actually there.
Yeah.
And it's 3 months of
protection.
What's the word?
Peace of mind.
Peace of mind. Vrede van verstand. Just 3 maanden van vrede van verstand, Hannes.
Right.
My Afrikaans is not so good. Nie.
Oh, that's pretty good. But tell me, Hannes, so how old is pup?
Oh, she's still very tiny. We got her, she was 7 weeks, 8 weeks.
So when can we start with Bravecto?
She's now about a month or two older. Yeah.
Anywhere from 8 weeks of age.
Oh, okay. Really?
Yes.
So my phone so now. Mobile. Today.
Like but right now.
There's something, it sounds like warm urine. That's a product.
Yeah.
Lopus. Go for Bravecto.
Yeah.
Okay, it's much better.
Yes.
And what is nice, how Frida loved swimming. My German Shepherd. Mm. We can talk about it, don't you? Everyone is now with big eyes. Like,
can we nervous.
Talk? You can talk about it. I'm totally wrong. And then. That is a peace of mind as well. Want sy swem en gaan te keer. Want as jy nou 'n dingetjie opgooi op die hond se pels, dan was
nie op jou hond opgooi nie.
Nooit te doen nie. Except if you Navosa, you know, then just vomit on the dog. But otherwise, like you put something on and then it washes off. Mm. Now it stays inside the dog. And how does it work? What does Bravecto do? Is it in the blood?
So it basically uses the blood as a carrier to distribute through the body, and it stays in, is very slowly excreted from the body over the 12-week period. So if a tick or a flea then bites and takes a blood meal, then it gets to work very quickly.
I must get my Prozac like that.
That'd be nice.
But I was just saying, it's like birth control, the injection.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Like once, 3 months, Bob's your uncle.
Same, but different, yeah.
Same, but different. Very much the same, Charmaine, but totally different.
Both avoid something very annoying.
Yes, hopefully both as effective, though.
Yes.
What is biliary?
So it's a disease like tick bite fever. So when a tick bites a dog, they've got the parasite in their bodies. It's called Babesia parasite. And they transmit that parasite into the dog. And it causes what we call biliary as a layperson. The vets call Babesia, or tick bite fever. And it causes severe anemia. And often it affects their liver, so you see their gums start to go yellow.
Yeah.
They can be pale first, but then go yellow. They get high temperatures, stop eating, and it can be fatal, especially if you don't pick it up early.
But Bravecto prevents it.
So Bravecto is excellent at preventing ticks from staying on the dog, because obviously it works very quickly. So it'll kill ticks from within 2 hours and is 100% effective by 12 hours. Mm. So because it works so quickly, and as you mentioned, it works even if the dogs swim and that sort of thing, and you don't forget it after a month because it keeps working for 3 months, it's the best option you have to prevent biliary.
Okay. And what you look for those signals. You just told me if the dog is on Bravecto and all of a sudden he won't eat and have yellow.
Yeah, generally they go off their food first, and they just, you know, they're not well.
Then you know. Okay.
Yeah, and then if you do look at their gums, you can. Some of us lay people will not always notice that the gums are a little bit yellow. Mm. Generally, they go off their food, and if you've got a thermometer and you take their temperature, they'll probably have a high temperature. But you're going to notice the off food first, I think.
Okay, but I have seen with my own eyes that it's not possible if they've got their Bravecto. It's rare.
It's very rare.
Very rare. Yeah.
But now, the other day, I was on Facebook proudly proclaiming my affiliation and respect for Bravecto.
Love.
My love for Bravecto. And then a woman wrote, "Read up before you support someone like Bravecto." What the hell did she mean?
Unfortunately, when it comes to social media and Facebook in particular, people can post whatever they want on there. So what has happened with a product like Bravecto, because it is so big and it has been so successful, people will have experience. So maybe they gave Bravecto last week or last month or two months ago, and today their dog vomits or today their dog is sick. Then they associate and say, it must have been the Bravecto I gave last week or last month or last year we've even had. And then they go and put that on Facebook. And we've had so many where people have said, oh, Bravecto caused X, Y, Z. And then when we've gone to investigate it, we found there was the cause was something completely different.
Typical,
but they never go back to Facebook and say, oh, I was wrong. It's actually the following. So that's kind of what happens.
So what, in my case, I think it's someone who spoke to someone who spoke to someone who then tried to be what we say in Afrikaans paraat.
Yeah.
Oh, jy moet nou eers bietjie ondersoek instel before you talk about Bravecto, but I already know that people are misinformed about Bravecto because there is no problem with it. There is no side effects or anything yet. That I mean, I even eat it myself.
No, we don't tell people that.
No, don't.
Please, no, don't. Disclaimer. That's a product is for dogs only.
I'm a comedian. But if I was a dog and I was pregnant...
It is registered as safe for pregnant animals.
Okay.
but you'd make a really good pregnant dog.
Thank you. I've already got the look.
But no, you can use it in pregnant dogs as well as dogs that are still suckling their puppies.
Okay.
That's perfectly safe.
Have you seen these two puppies? Oh, and where did this start? What slim professor... worked out? How did Bravecto start? You know, because like the one pill, like Viagra, was developed for hair loss, and then all of a sudden things stood up and hair.
The heart. It was a heart. Yeah.
Okay,
heart
then.
Heart hair loss. You know.
Heart hair. Same
Can
thing.
I be like a Facebook person and make up stuff?
Because it's the difference between bliss and blessed.
Yes. So Bravecto was done how?
The product, the active ingredient is called Fluralana, and it's a completely...
Oh, it's a nice gay drag name.
Fluralana.
And yet to sing Sonia Harold. Fluralana.
So, life stage, Fluriano.
So almost like that. The Fluralana is a synthetic molecule. So they were actually researching four specific types of molecules that could work for ticks and fleas.
Ah.
And they found hundreds and hundreds, and then they zoned down to one particular one that they then put into trials, or they might find 20 that they put into trials. But Bravecto or Fluralana was the best one out of all the ones that they found. And then they developed it from there, and sort of 8 to 10 years of doing trials, everything that needs to be done before you can register the product.
When was the product officially on the market?
2014. In South Africa. Well, actually worldwide in 2014.
Okay, that's about the time that I needed it. Isn't that fantastic?
We knew that.
Yeah, we knew.
Yeah,
so we pushed the professor.
No, we did. We said to the guys, you got to hurry up on this, please. Yeah.
Professor Casper needs it. Yeah, I'm hurrying.
I'm going.
That's exactly the German kind of trials. Yes. Yeah.
Because that was exactly the time. 2015, I needed them. So they were just on the market. And what the hell did we do before? We had those binkies, eh?
Yeah.
And stuff like that. And it you never felt safe because always, as ek vir my kaaikie 'n bandjie aangesit het, dan sit hy my altyd in krap. As ek vir my this is not for cats, hey?
Not yet, no.
It's gonna come.
We're hoping.
We won't. Yeah, but the cats are very jealous.
We're busy telling them that we're trying to hurry up, but unfortunately, that's more with the regulatory authorities in South Africa than with the actual scientists this time.
And what you gonna call it? Catacto.
Actually, we should now revisit that.
It's called Bravecto, but it's a spot on, and it's already launched overseas. We're just a little slower here.
Do you hear cats?
It's on its way.
It's coming, yeah.
What is a spot on?
It's a spot on, so whereas, because cats are fussy, cats are not dogs, so they don't want to eat things.
Yes.
So we made a spot on for cats, so it's like the little dripples that you put on between their shoulders. But like Bravecto, it goes into the blood. So it's not a spot on like the other ones you're used to that stays in the skin. It actually goes through the skin into the blood and then still lasts for 3 months.
Oh. So in the fancy people call it a transdermal.
A transdermal.
That's a good Scrabble
word. It's
also
like a...
that's going to get you, 3,000 points.
Like a million, just win the game.
But so we're not talking about cats. No, it's coming. But for dogs. Mm. And... I actually wanted to ask a question and then I sidetracked myself with a cat. So I can't remember. Christian Hannes.
I think you were what did we use, what did we do before?
What did we do before? Good memory.
Yeah.
Because you never felt safe before.
No.
You know, you would have them maybe like those people who come and spray something, but then they swim and it's gone. You would have maybe those boinkies as well that you were scared to touch and then touch your own food because then you, oh, I feel snark. So, I touched the boinkie. So all those things, it's a miracle now. It's like it's like the iPhone and a cell phone.
It's food, but also gets rid of things that eat that animal.
No, that's not what I meant.
Thank you for your opinion, but no.
What I actually meant was like a cell phone was nice, but then it was like a brand new world. A
dazzling place I never knew.
And that was like Rebecca against warm urine. You know? And who are the lovely people all in purple here? Hey. Tell me.
So this is our fabulous team in purple. So we've got Elise, and she covers all the other companion animal products. So we've got, as MSD Animal Health, the makers of Bravecto, we've got a full portfolio of animal health products, from vaccines to dewormers to diabetes medications, at the veterinarian. So we focus on the veterinarian. So Elise manages and does all the marketing for the rest of the portfolio.
Okay.
And then Sundry is our sales manager.
Hello.
For the country except for KZN. So
what happened there?
No, we decided she can't work there. And then we've got Reno, who is our multi-channel marketing manager. So we brought them all along to meet you guys.
Mm. So would you say you guys tick all the boxes?
Ooh, look at you.
You're so funny.
Hire me.
You can stay.
How long have you been waiting to use that?
I've been waiting for like 20 minutes while I get in.
But seriously, Christian, if you do another one, I'm going to flee.
Oh, here we go.
Leave life flow.
It's hilarious.
That escalated quickly.
But so, multi-channel, what does that mean? Do you mean TV as well?
So it does mainly digital, all our digital platforms. So, but integrated with print and TV across our departments. So our company does ruminants, so cows, cattle, they're the same thing. Cows, sheep, fish, chickens, pigs.
I stay now, I've got cows.
Yeah. So we cows? Actually are.
You have cows? You're just going to blow past that?
I've got cows. Yeah, Kent knows. Kent knows because he's like barking at them. Do they eat cow, Victor, or what?
No, not at this stage.
But listen. We must get together, and there's a lot of dogs on the farm. I had my two, but now the one is gone. But Kent is with me. There's a lot of other dogs, and they all on Bravecto. I double checked. So
otherwise, you couldn't live there.
No. I'm out of here.
You just moved, so that was like a screening question.
It was the first question I asked.
No, of course.
First was, do you have Wi-Fi? And do you have Bravecto?
There you go. It's actually priorities.
Mm. And so we must take pictures of me with those dogs, and we must like en masse spread them on social media. I'm there. I'm your tool.
Spread them like the fleas are not spreading.
Exactly. So we're going to take place of the fleas.
Use me.
So we really want to do that. We're just waiting for Gauteng to look a little bit more not dead.
Okay.
Yes.
And more flea.
A little more springy. More
springy and flowers. It is now just and green.
Like one green.
At the moment, it's dust and grime. Okay. And yeah,
but
so we definitely...
Door? Of my cave, I'm very close to the cradle
of your giant rock that you move out of the way.
I'm close to the cradle of inhumanity. My cave is always open for you.
Fantastic, thank you.
Yeah, that. So because I was getting the idea with all those dogs there on the farm, that you know I can use them all and be like the friend and have
the
all
dog whisperer,
like the dog whisperer,
like Dr. Doolittle. It's gonna be great.
Yeah, and they won't speak to me except if I put a very hot, bright rod up. No. Then the dog says, "What the hell?" No, I actually get along, and dogs can see that I get along with them. There's no fuss. I mean, Kent was bitten now at Mahali's by chows. We just spoke about it, and we had a moment of silence. And the chows, they listened to me. When I moved up, and I screamed in a very harsh way.
So you say, what did you say to them, and how did
but
you
they,
say it?
They okay, I'm out of here.
We're sorry.
Tapping out.
Yeah. So yeah, there is a way. I don't know why dogs do sometimes do bad things, but there's usually a reason for that. The reason for the chows is that they lost their leader and they were totally der mekaar, and they thought maybe that Kent came for a staatsgreep, a coup or something. I don't know. But so they were very protective. And then Hannes read up on Google that chows are protective.
They are. Yeah.
And the other day, I walked in Krugersdorp. I did. And,
and someone from Krugersdorp bit
why?
You.
And you came back alive?
I've heard that's a common problem there.
So have you made your rabies shots?
I was looking for batteries, and so I went into a Chinese shop. Mm. And when they saw Kent, they were salivating. No, that's a joke.
It's so wrong
we
to laugh
at. We just lost
that.
The two Asian listeners we had.
Sorry. Any more questions?
No.
Are you still awake?
Are you going to get Bravecto?
I'm going to get Bravecto.
Honest. Yeah.
From your local vet or vet shop?
Leafy. Yeah, that's what I want to know.
We have a vet down the road, so they'll probably stock it. So it's stocked in vets, veterinarians,
vet and
or
vet shops.
And very high pet stores.
Yeah.
I mean,
like what particular
high end?
Absolute pets.
Like Absolute Pets, VetSmart, any of those.
I've got an Absolute Pets loyalty card.
Exactly. And then you can get your Bravecto.
Do that.
And from tomorrow, a scratch and hug competition starts.
What?
So if you go into the practices, yes.
Yeah.
If you go into the practices.
Treat and hug.
Treat
scratch
and hug,
card
which is
competition.
A scratch and win competition. If you buy Bravecto, you get a scratch card, you scratch a little silver foil off, and you can win instant prizes, or you can win up to 50,000, well,
a share of 50,000.
It's like Pick and Pay.
No, not a Pick and Pay.
But you'll actually win some prizes. No, but you'll actually win. There are really prizes in this one. Pick and Pay, I'm not convinced.
I'm also not convinced.
I've had about 300 of those things and won nothing.
My daughter loves those scratch cards. And then every time we've never won anything, I'd say, oh, that's ons wen nooit nie.
But
now.
Tomorrow, take her and get your scratch card.
I will do.
Today, you go to your television show, you go home, look at your dog. Tomorrow you go buy Bravecto.
Yes,
first thing.
And you scratch.
And you phone
you
us if they do not
card.
Give you a scratch card.
Please. Moet nie daar staan en krap nie. A card. Because I won a knife at Spa.
You did?
What?
What did you do? Was that to be able to shop at Spa, or was it like when you're already on your way out?
No, it's a new thing. And they got me. Because you're going to Spa and you get stickers.
All the little stickers.
Yes. I must go put. I've got enough now.
What is this? Well. And then after 20 stickers, you get a knife.
Is this real? Like
I'm
you get
a
knife.
I've also been collecting them.
What?
What is
I'm
happening?
A little concerned. We started with stickies and now we've gone to weapons.
Yeah.
Like, stickies were the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Listen here.
You can choke on a sticky, so it's still pretty dangerous.
You can also choke on a knife.
I went
especially if someone else is helping you.
I went into the Spa, also Krugersdorp, and I took 20 squatters with me. And I said, Jesus, my 20 blockers. And I just got a stare, not a knife.
Yeah.
Not even a laugh.
Not even a laugh. They didn't think it was funny. But that is, I can't help it. I'm always trying to see the good in the bad. And the good is to laugh.
The bad is you at Spa.
The bad is me at Spa. So thank you for whoever started Bravecto. We don't know this professor's name yet. Von Hingenschleiven. Thank you for that. Because you've really changed the world with this. It's really fantastic. And I'm so proud to stand up and be counted as a Bravectarian.
Wow.
You can use that as a, are you a
Bravectarian? That's a nice soundbite.
Yeah. Hi, my name is Casper. And ek is a Brav. What?
Bravectarian.
Okay, take two.
Take two, Casper. Thank you. Hi, I'm Casper, and I'm a brib. Oh, fuck. Hi, I'm Casper. It just edited that out. I'm a brivacterian.
And then we go back to the Chakaranda FM.
En dan jy.
Hallo, ek is Hannes en ek se brivacterier. Ja, ek geef my own brevikte om seker te maak dat sy vir 'n volle 12 weke nie gaan sukkel met bosluise, vlooie of bilirini.
Maar Hannes, hierdie dingetjie wat jy vir die hond gee, smaak dit lekker?
Weet wat, dit werk vir alle honde. Nee, en hy eet dit. So selfs jou chow kan het chow.
Hey! En sê vir my Hannes, is dit gemeten aan die gewig van die hond? Sorry, ek Afrikaans nie baie kan.
Ja, dit is. Jy kan een dosis skryf wat vir jou werk.
Dis RDC, ons praat nie so nie. Maar as een Christen radiostasie.
Jy kan die kwantiteit te kry. Dit is amper erger. Wat jy nodig het. Yeah. Nee, Bravikto is boobals. Hoor my.
Okay, well... Do you want to say anything here or forever hold your peace, Reno, Elise, or Sundry? No, they don't want
to. The peanut gallery is quiet now.
I'm going to play... Oh, you can choose a song now. You can choose the Polish one. You can choose a song.
If you guys don't choose... We're doing Who Laid the Dogs Out because I feel like
yeah,
it's
we
appropriate.
Can do that one.
Shall we do that?
Yeah.
Go okay. for it.
Well,
Baha Men.
Let me...
Oh, you need us to fill some space. Hey guys, so how's your Friday?
I feel like now I'm on the spot.
I can like ask you the chemical composition of the mix. Do you guys have pets?
Yes, we do. We all have lots of pets.
Lots of pets.
So I've got nine in my house.
Hold on.
I know.
Is it a small holding? Like what's going on there?
It's a freestanding house with a fairly big garden. it's what happens when, you know, you have two households that come as one. So I have four and a half dogs and he has three and a half dogs.
What happened to the halves?
So basically, if they really decide to enforce the bylaws about two dogs per family, they're pretty screwed.
Bring in the guillotine.
No, but we've got, there's a lot of dogs at MSD Animal Health. Our general manager's got about 40 Labradors himself. So there's not a single person.
Sorry?
No, he's got a lot of dogs.
40?
Yeah, it's something like that.
No, he's got less now. He's still got a lot. We are animal lovers at the end of the day.
But what Hannes did is right. Hey, you go to a shelter.
Yes. It's a really good thing
don't
to
go
adopt.
Buy 40 high pedigree Dobermans.
Adopt, don't shop.
Yeah.
There you go.
So yes, you definitely can.
Yeah, because you will change their lives. Mm. Like Kent also is like a rescue in a way. And look, he's on stage with me. Yeah. Does tricks. He's a fantastic dog.
He sure is rest cute. Cue the music.
So, who sang Who Let the Dogs Out, Christian?
It's a barman.
Sorry.
So, what are we going to do
replaced
now? I know. So, we're going to stand outside and we'll pose for pictures now while the dogs are now roaming. Okay, are
protected
you ready?
By Brevector.
Who let the dogs out?
Who? Who? Who?
Who? Who let the dogs out?
This is CliffCentral.com.